to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you with good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about handling personal earthquakes. Many people are experiencing personal earthquakes in the form of job losses, relationships suddenly ending, home or health losses, and more. I'll talk about how you can thrive from these changes after you do some homework. And after that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I just want to remind you that you can learn all about the upcoming cycles well ahead of time and understand the economic and business trends by subscribing to my annual Good Timing newsletters and email updates. For just 8 cents a day, you can plan ahead and be alert to major timing tips and important economic changes. To order, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just click on the link to the Polaris store. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And I also just want to mention that next Saturday, January 24th, I'll be speaking at Astaris Psychic Salon in Everett, Washington. That event begins at 7 p.m., and it's being held at Sean O'Donnell's restaurant, which is at 122 128th Street Southeast in Everett, Washington. And for directions, just go to seanodonnells.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L-S.com. And I'll be speaking about good timing for success. And for those of you who will be attending Lee Carroll's Cryon events this Saturday and Sunday, January 17th and 18th at the Shoreline UU Church, I will see you there. Lee Carroll was my guest last week, and if you missed that January 9th show, it was a great one to listen to in the archives. And if you haven't registered for that event yet, you can call Nancy or Bruce at 360-413-7186. That's 360-413-7186. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, I'm sure you heard that U.S. Airways had a plane crash into the Hudson River yesterday, just a few minutes after takeoff from LaGuardia Airport. Now, that is an example of a different type of earthquake energy from Saturn opposite Uranus. There are lots of ways that these unexpected events can manifest. So I'm going to talk about this a lot more in the next part of the show, but for now I just want to remind you that the unexpected is occurring everywhere in all kinds of ways. This cycle is heading toward peak again on February 5th. Fortunately, that cycle had some mediation and an easy way to work around it yesterday, so all the passengers and crew are safe. This no doubt showed up in the pilot being able to successfully land the plane in the river and help arriving so quickly. We're so grateful for that. Now, late on Wednesday of next week, January 21st, and early on Thursday, January 22nd, we get another period when the moon is square to both Uranus and Saturn. So this is a time which will be especially prone to unexpected events, which can range from accidents to fires, earthquakes, volcanoes, hurricanes, tornadoes, asteroids, or sudden health crises. So pay attention next week. This will be late on Wednesday and early on Thursday. But remember, unexpected emergencies can happen at any time now, especially between now and the end of February. So please, if you haven't already gotten yourself prepared for emergency situations, now would be a great time to do that. Next, as you've probably noticed in the past week, we're in Mercury retrograde, which started January 11th and lasts through January 31st. This means that Murphy and his crew may have tried to move into your workspace, and you may be finding all kinds of mistakes that need to be fixed. This is not the time to start new projects, so just sit on them until you can catch up and clean off your desk, or start by rethinking them before you take off with them. Remember, this period can be very tough on communications, computers, electronic equipment in general, cars, and other forms of transportation. Anticipate delays and give yourself extra time to get places and accomplish tasks. Now, why in the world would the universe give us Mercury retrograde? What a bizarre thing. Well, the universe believes we need to learn things, fix things, and catch up. And we don't do that when we're racing ahead at 90 miles an hour. So the universe arranges for us to slow down for a while. It's actually a great time to learn, research, review, rewrite, reprint, repaint, repair, redo anything. And of course, catch up. Now next, we have a very good period coming up with the Sun, Mercury, and Jupiter all together in the same place. This is happening between January 17th and the 30th, and it's peaking on January 24th. During this period, we get a chance to remake some connections that will bring us growth. Now, do you have an idea for expansion that you've considered before, but perhaps you didn't have enough time to fully pursue it? Next week would be an excellent time to try it. During January 17th through the 24th, we get a triple conjunction of the Sun, Jupiter, and Mercury all together in the same place. And if you have alliances or partnerships you've tried to create before, this could be a great time to reinvestigate them. We still have energy for high growth all the way through January 30th. And these planets are together in the sign of Aquarius. So let your ideas take you to new places. This period can also be an excellent time for reprinting, republishing, or re-promoting a book or CD. It can also be a good time to revisit a location to which you want to return. But remember, for travel, don't start at the beginning or in near the end of the Mercury retrograde, because that's when Mercury is stopped, and that's the hardest time for travel. So avoid travel at that time. Now, between January 16th through the 31st and peaking on January 23rd, we get a cycle for unexpected relationship or financial challenges. This is the cycle of Venus conjunct Uranus, with both of them opposite Saturn. However, be on the lookout for unexpected financial opportunities, because they are likely to show up and be excellent, because Venus is in Pisces at her very best. Now, there will be some work that must be handled before you can get the benefits of this opportunity, but look for an easy way to make it work. Usually, another person can help the deal come together. It's especially easy to find the help for these opportunities between January 23rd and the 31st. And on January 24th, we get an exact set of cycles, which makes the hard parts of the deal easy for everyone. This help comes in the form of one or two people who are assertive, intelligent, strategic in focus, and very well regarded. This cycle is Mercury together with Mars, and they're both sextile to Uranus and Venus, and they're both trine to Saturn. So this provides the help for any financial or relationship challenges. So look for ways to turn them into opportunities. And on January 29th, the Moon joins Venus for even more unexpected fun and money. Love too. Now, for those of you who are paying attention to the challenges that Citigroup and Bank of America have, that should be a heads up for you. Citigroup, which received $45 billion of taxpayer money, has an operating loss for the last quarter of $10 billion. Wow, how can that happen? And Bank of America cannot complete the deal with Merrill Lynch until it gets further bailouts from the U.S. government. Now, all the big banks are in the same boat, and I just want to alert you to this. It remains to be seen if these banks are too big to fail or too big to save. Remember, this crisis is a financial institution crisis. All of them are insolvent, and eventually we're all going to understand this. So don't kid yourself. If you have a checking or savings account in one of the big banks, now is a good time to move to a safer bank. Go online and Google bank ratings to find out what rating your bank has and which bank in your area is strong. Also, I want to give you an economic reminder. Last week, I mentioned that we're in a deflationary period now through February 5th, which is due to Saturn quincunx Neptune. This is pushing prices down right now, but they won't stay down. And you may have noticed that gasoline prices are already starting to head up a bit. We're headed into a major inflationary period this year between the end of March and the end of the year. So this is just a reminder that now is the best time this year to stock up on things you use a lot and have room to store. And, of course, the money to buy. It's also a good time to buy any extra heating oil that you can if you use that, because oil will go up in price beginning at the end of March through the rest of the year. And lastly, just a quick reminder that each week the information that I give you over the radio about what's up in the heavens, it's available on my website. So to get your copy of this coming week, just visit askmadeline.com and click under on the link under What's New. And I know we're coming up to a break. And how can you thrive in spite of a personal earthquake? When I come back from this short break, I'll give you some tips for doing this. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm excited to announce the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. Four nights, four extraordinary speakers, each with a message of hope, inspiration, and love. Join Carolyn Mace, Michael Beckwith, Gary Zukav, and Don Miguel Ruiz, all right here in Seattle. Purchase the entire series and get four events for the price of three. Tickets are on sale now. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more information, event dates, and to purchase your tickets. All events will be held at the new Celebration Hall at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle on Sandpoint Way. Don't miss this spectacular opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for details. Series tickets would make a perfect gift for someone you care about this holiday season.
I'm Paul McCormick. Are you concerned about your money and your future? We are entering an economic crisis like never before. If you're counting on the system to take care of you, you will lose, and I don't want that to happen. Here's what I can offer. I'll give you absolutely free my 6-CD series on how to take control of your own money. All you have to do is go to my website, formulaformillionaires.com, or go to any bookstore this month and buy my book titled Secrets of the Millionaire Inside.
Energy medicine is the new frontier, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Bring your life, work, and health to the next level. Study at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where they're proving your beliefs affect your health. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 860-286-5400. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The seven-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
Tell your friends, the place to be is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about handling personal earthquakes. Many people are going through this with unexpected job layoffs, relationships breaking up suddenly, or other unexpected crises. And this can actually feel like getting the rug pulled out from under you when you least expected it. So today, I'm going to give you some tips for handling these crises. These personal earthquakes are shown by the Saturn opposite Uranus cycle. And if you got one of these, or perhaps you will get one soon, that means this cycle is directly connected to your chart. And not just to your chart, but to your own DNA, which carries with it the astrological imprint you were born with. Now, this cycle is going to be with us on and off through August of 2010. It has four more times to peak between now and then. If you have planets or personal points between 18 degrees of Virgo, Pisces, Gemini, or Sagittarius through the end of those signs, or at 0 or 1 degree of Aries, Libra, Cancer, or Capricorn, then you will at one point encounter one of these personal earthquakes. Now, first of all, there is no such thing as an accident. So if you have a personal earthquake, such as a job layoff or even a car accident, it really is no accident. We attract these situations to us with our energy. And there's a purpose behind this event. And it's usually a very important one. Generally speaking, when we get a personal earthquake, there's a change we've been needing to make, but we haven't done it. There can be all kinds of reasons for not making the change, and usually these range from things like telling ourselves we're too busy to the fear of the unknown. But whatever your resistance or reason for not having made the change, it doesn't really matter to the universe. Basically, when the personal earthquake occurs, the universe is letting you know that your time to make the change is up. Time's up. And since you didn't make it, now the universe is going to do it for you. I don't actually recommend this method since it can feel like getting hit by a 2x4, but it is highly effective because it gets you moving in the right direction. Now, when the universe makes a very big shift like this for you, basically, it's telling you that you need to make changes faster. This is because the Earth is going through some higher and higher frequencies. And in order for us to stay here on the planet and continue our lives, we have to be giving up our old patterns and making some changes. This is what raises our frequency to a higher vibration and allows us to stay here on Earth. So these changes that the universe makes for you are telling you to get with the program and make your changes faster. Now, once this major personal earthquake occurs, it's normal and natural to need some time to grieve your loss. Give yourself some time to do that. We all need this. Even if the situation you left behind wasn't the best one for you, you know that it has also helped you in some ways, and you may miss the people that you were with in the old situation or other factors that you may miss. It's important to give yourself some transition time so your emotions and or your physical body have time to heal. But once you're ready to start looking ahead, that's where the real gold of this cycle can occur. That's because you now have a clean slate to start over in a new situation, and you can create anything you want. But how do we get caught by this situation and fail to move to our next new situation? With our negative thinking and emotions. Holy cow, you probably know this by now. This is so big that I cannot even tell you how big it really is. Are you repeating a story that tells how you got laid off by a company or boss that didn't appreciate your hard work? Well, do you know that just telling that story will continue to keep you from getting a job where you are appreciated? I know, it's natural to want to tell it like it is, but this is only keeping you stuck in a pattern that wasn't serving you to begin with. Whenever you repeat that same story over and over, you are telling the universe to send you the essence of exactly what you're thinking and feeling as you tell it. In fact, you are literally creating more of that same story in your future. So let's just think about this for a moment. It's easy to imagine how someone laid off from a job might think about how hard it will be to get a new job, especially with the economy in this downturn. But as long as you think like this, the universe has no way to send you a new job. Instead, if you will start thinking about it being easy for the right job to find its way to you, the universe can easily send it to you. Now, there are some things you can do to help this process along. First, you need to be very clear about what you want your next situation to be like. The universe can't send it to you if you aren't clear about what you want. I know that can feel like a tall order, but if the truth were known, many times the reason you didn't make the change before the universe made it for you is because you really didn't know what you wanted instead of what you had. Or maybe you're in the opposite boat. Do you have a passion for something that you've been cultivating for years, but you haven't quite gotten it ready for prime time? If so, the universe may be urging you to go forward with your passion to pursue it full time. Don't tell yourself you can't possibly make it work out. Instead, start telling a new story that allows you to find a way to make it work. Start thanking the universe in advance for opening the right doors for you so you can make your passion into a full-time job that pays you enough money to thrive and helps other people. Tell the universe you're willing to pursue your passion and thank the universe for supporting your efforts in advance every day. Now, back in 1995, I had one of those personal earthquakes when I was fired from a corporate job because my boss discovered I was an astrologer. Whoa. I was actually already certified as an astrologer at the time this happened, but I hadn't made the change because I was too scared to take my leap of faith. And back then, it was hard to give up my annual salary of $50,000. I couldn't even imagine how long it would take to build up a practice to that level. I could never have imagined, though, how fast money could come to me. But as soon as I became unemployed, it was easy to get focused on creating a new career. And within about 6 to 8 weeks, I had a call from someone who wanted me to write a daily sun sign column for his website, and he paid me 50% of my past job salary to do this. So I still had plenty of time to devote to clients and marketing. The following year, I was asked to co-author The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. Who could have imagined that? And of course, I also had a brainstorm and decided to create The Good Timing Guide. I was flabbergasted how easily these opportunities continued to open up for me, one after another. And in retrospect, though, I did expect the universe to support my new path, and that is what it delivered. Now, how can you tell what your passion is? Especially if you haven't experienced it lately, listen to yourself talk. Get your friends and family to help you with this. You want to notice when your energy is higher and you're excited. Notice what you're talking about when this happens. Often others notice when we light up, even if we don't. So it's good to have your friends and family involved in this. This is the trick known as following your energy. You want to spend more time involved in the activities that light you up. You don't even need to know how to do this. All you have to do is set your intention to do more of it, and then start thanking the universe for having already provided you with your next steps. I know this takes a lot of faith to do this, but it really works. Every major discovery was made by someone who was passionate about it. Each one of us has a piece to contribute to this world that is very important, or we wouldn't even be here. There's a big puzzle unfolding now. It's all about how can we build a sustainable economy that nurtures and supports ourselves and the Earth. Everyone has a piece of this puzzle. And if you can determine what lights you up, and follow your joy. You will help solve this major puzzle with your contribution. Remember to tell a positive story instead of the oh, woe is me story. That sad story will only guarantee that you will stay in that sad state longer. It doesn't matter what story we're telling. We're always telling the story of our future as we say it, because we're always attracting more of the same thing to us as we tell our stories. So make your story a positive one, and you will soon have exactly what you want. And I want you to notice that it doesn't take long for your vibration to shift when you tell a positive story. So as soon as this happens, the universe starts responding. So what story do you think you should be telling about your situation? How about a story that goes something like this? The universe did the most unexpected but wonderful thing for me recently. It gave me a push to do something I've been wanting to do for years. Thank heavens this happened. I needed this change. Now I have many possibilities ahead of me, and the universe is leading me to the best one. And if you've had a personal earthquake, the universe has sent you a blessing in disguise. So be grateful. Now, we'll be right back in just a couple of minutes, and I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Used in soups and other dishes in Japan, these miracle noodles have been highly regarded as a health food that's good for the intestines and for weight loss. Now they're available here at MiracleNoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, Miracle Noodles have zero net carbs and zero calories. You don't have to give up noodles anymore. Just add these noodles to your dishes, dramatically lowering calories while still enjoying your food. Low-calorie dishes are made easy by including Miracle Noodles, and the whole family will enjoy eating them. Just use Miracle Noodles in place of carbs in a meal to reduce calories easily and dramatically. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet now, guilt-free at MiracleNoodle.com. That's MiracleNoodle.com.
How would you like to recession-proof yourself in 2009? Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to richgurman.com, spelled RICHGERMAN.com, to learn more about his popular coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
Are you starting a new business, signing a contract, or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwick uses good timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with good timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Most of mankind's diseases are part of history, but few realize it at this time. A simple, inexpensive mineral supplement has the potential to change your life and your health. Go to thedrpatshow.com and listen to the interview with Jim Humble and Dennis Richard and learn the secrets of why your health is your choice. MMS, the miracle mineral supplement of the 21st century, can be purchased at mmsdr.com or call 760-536-6123. That's mmsdr.com.
HeartPlanet.com, a positive-focused social network. Meet people who treat others well and live their best life. Join and post a profile for your positive-based business, your music, book, or creative project. Let the world know what you're up to. Go to Heart-Planet.com, a positive focus on meeting people, a positive focus on entertainment. Connect. Be entertained. Be inspired. Heart-Planet.com.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm taking your calls now, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Now, first, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to start the new year, getting to the heart of your most major challenge. So start your new year in the right direction. Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's jump off to our phone lines. We have Cheryl calling in from Bellevue, Washington. She had a question about, well, if her career is going to be changing anytime soon. Her birth date is August 10th of 53 at 8:48 p.m. in good old Seattle, Washington as well. So, Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to hear that. Now, what kind of a career change is basically happening for you at this point?
Well, I'm in retail, and of course, retail is not doing quite well right now.
Right.
And so I don't know if the company I'm with is that stable to last this next year, so...
I actually can't tell you about the company without looking at the company chart. I could tell you that if I were looking at the company's chart, which would be based on when they started with the state that they're registered in.
Okay, that's not a problem because I don't mind leaving if I have to.
Right. But I do see that you have a major transformation going on for your career, and it's probably been going on for about a year, maybe a little bit longer than that. Maybe I'm thinking... Oh, September, October of 2007, maybe, it was getting started.
Okay.
And so this is pretty major. Generally, it means that there's a permanent change, a permanent transformation, something completely different.
Okay, great.
Do you have something that you're wanting to do but haven't tried yet?
Well, I do have a website that I am trying to move forward with it. I just got it up, so that's something I want to focus on.
Okay.
And it's about detoxing foot baths, and infrared saunas, and you know, anything that has to do with detoxing your body. So
I love it. That sounds perfect. That's an important piece to contribute. So how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing the foot baths for over a year and a half, but I just got the website up this last a couple months ago.
Okay, great. Well, I would keep focused on that because this is something that's definitely oriented towards you being in a completely different field. I mean, retail, it's kind of like you're done with that.
Mm-hmm, totally.
And you would never want to go back.
No.
But just know there are probably 25 people waiting to take that spot when you vacated.
I know. I'm not jumping quite that fast yet.
Exactly. Now, is that your question, or do you have anything else that I can help you with today?
No, I'll let other people go on. But thank you so much, Madeline. That is my question, yes.
You are welcome.
Okay. All right.
You take care.
All right. Uh-huh. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. I can see that Benny here is just having quite a little time getting himself back in here. But I know we have another caller someplace close by.
You got me running around here, Madeline. Okay, let's see here.
I know.
Let's go to Maya. Sorry, Maya, being patient with us today. She's calling in from Seattle. She's a little confused about the readings. There's, you know, obviously astrological readings and other types of readings. She wants to know which is which, but she also wants to apply it for her life today. So her birth date is 12:30 of 59 at 7:11 a.m. in good old Spokane, Washington. So, Maya, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Benny.
Hi, Maya.
Morning.
I am just getting your chart up here, so give me just a moment to have a look at that. Now, ask me your question about the readings.
Okay. It's the difference between, like, predestiny and in astrology, you know, kind of what the tendencies are. I've had a chart done in the past that supposedly said I was a triple Capricorn and all these different things. So I have these kind of characteristics that I carry around with me in my personality profile. And then there's the other part that you were talking about greeting your personal earthquake with, you know, the energy, the law of attraction. And so I'm kind of doing this dance between the two, like understanding kind of what my kind of character is and incorporating that, and also going, okay, and I have the opportunity to create a new story at, you know, whenever I choose.
Right. Yes, and you are actually one of those people having a personal earthquake if it hasn't already happened. And you definitely do. You are definitely a triple Capricorn. Capricorn rising, Capricorn sun, Capricorn moon, and Saturn in Capricorn. So that's a very, very strong Capricorn nature and personality and physical aspect of it, too. But I just want to point out that we all progress through our life. So we start at one particular point, and you'll always be a Capricorn in the sense that that's kind of where everything bounces around. In other words, all the other planets are doing something that will relate to you being a Capricorn sun. But the truth is, we continuously are going through each lifetime, you know, so you're going to progress from Capricorn into Aquarius, and later in life you progress into being a Pisces sun. This is going to happen to everybody. We always progress in our life, and we change over time. So don't get too hung up on the fact that you really do have those qualities to start with, and that they are part of what you bring with you. You know, keep in mind that you are going to change as you grow older. So now, You had a particular, and I would say about predestination, in astrology, we consider the chart to be like a contract that the person has with the universe when they come in. So there's kind of like an agreed upon lifetime in terms of what the person is going to learn and what strengths they're going to bring in with them to meet the challenges that they set for themselves. So there is a certain, I guess you could call it predestination, in the sense of the fact that you will be introduced to those types of lessons and you will have those strengths that you bring in with you. But there's actually quite a lot of free will in terms of how you handle it and what your response is to each of the situations that the universe brings to you. Does that answer your question?
Absolutely, it does. Yeah, that I take it a little bit, and that's why I wanted that clarification. Like, at any moment, I have the choice to, you know, move from the place that I'm at, but also wanting to be aware of what the opportunity is bringing me along my path.
Exactly. And you are right now going through a very intense personal transformation.
Yeah.
and the purpose behind that is to transform your identity. So we all have a lot of different parts of ourselves that kind of come together to create an identity for ourselves. And when we come across a period like this, it can be very challenging, because things that you have held on to for years and years may not actually be available to you anymore. And that's just because you're ready to do something different. And it can be very challenging to your relationships, too, because during this period, as you are transforming to something completely new, the other person must transform as well in order to keep up with the dance. So it's equally hard on your relationships in the sense that they are undergoing it at the same time.
Yeah, it kind of feels to me that the feeling is kind of like I've had this tray of marbles, and, you know, as one falls off, I reach down to pick it up, and three more fall off, and picking up four, and I try to put them on, and every time I tip this really delicate balance, you know, I'm trying to, you know, hold the pieces together, and they're dropping off, and anyway, yeah, it's a little bit...
Try letting them go.
Well, yeah. You know, thank you.
Yeah, that's what needs to happen.
Yeah,
I
think you just said it too. You just don't want to.
No. You know what? It's the process of not holding it together necessarily, because I'm willing to let go of it. But how do I maintain my life as a mother and a worker and a partner in life? At the same time, I'm letting go of so much. You know, who am I going to meet when I wake up in the morning?
Well, you might be surprised.
Wow.
Exactly.
But that is part of the challenge. That's part of the journey. So let go and see what works for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.
I think she's got a good point. That's all just a sign of balance. I mean, that's what we always do, right?
That's right.
Balance in this show. That's what you do well.
That's right. Yes, and I know that we're going to just be right back here in a couple of minutes. And when we do get back, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. So if you have a personal question, remember, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul, Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit MBSConnect.com.
You want to help people, and you know that the angels can help. You understand that as each person heals, our world takes a step towards peace. Become a certified angelic life coach and learn how to guide others in their healing with help from the angels. AngelsTeach.com offers a comprehensive 6-month teleclass training program that can launch you into a career with angels right from your home. For more information or to register, visit AngelsTeach.com.
Do you have questions about a job, finances, or relationships? Astrologer Madeline Gerwick is offering special 30-minute personal consultations about love, money, or career for just $85. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call Madeline at 877-524-8300 to schedule. Go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-I-S BusinessGuides.com. So stop wondering and start asking.
Hey, Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom Leota at WeExcel Financial, 888-252-3080.
4083 or his website, debtfreemca.com.
Are you going through a divorce or are you single again? A 24/7 resource center called freshstartafterdivorce.com has been created to support you during and after divorce. It's packed with resources, articles, and tips from experts nationwide. As a business personal coach who specializes in divorce and founder of the National Association of Divorce for Women and Children, Joni Winberg's mission is to provide the support and encouragement you need to move your life forward. You don't have to face this challenging time alone. Go to freshstartafterdivorce.com.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's P-A-S-A-D-O SafeHaven.org.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to start the new year. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do. Let's go to Rob. He's calling in Boston, Massachusetts. I've always wanted to say that live on the air. Boston. He's got his own green business, and he wants to know, obviously, how it's going to be doing in the next year or so, especially with the economy the way it's going. And his date of birth is March 1st of 68 at 8:01 a.m. in Jackson, Mississippi. So, Rob, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, you guys. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome, Rob. Now, tell me what's your situation with this, when you're saying what's ahead?
Well, you know, it's a tough time for everybody, and, you know, we have a lot of potential clients out there, but nobody's making any decisions, and we're having a tough financial time keeping the doors open. So
okay.
You know, wanting to know, you know, should we continue with this? You know, what's the sense of what's out there at this point?
Okay. Well, first of all, I should tell you that if you're asking me about your business, I would really need to look at your business chart. So one tip for you is when you call in, perhaps you can call in next week, and look for your chart. Look for the date and time that you started with the state. Now, if you don't have a time, that's okay. But I need. Usually, it's. Are you incorporated or LLC?
Yeah.
You're incorporated. Okay, so it's generally the state capital that I would need for that. And the date for sure. I could get by without the time if you don't have a time. But if you have a time, it's even better. So I cannot tell you for sure about your company, but one thing you might want to think about is not repeating the story that you just told me.
Okay.
I would start a new story right away.
Yeah.
Something about that people have been taking their time researching their options, but that now they're starting to make decisions and to choose your company's services.
Okay, great.
And I would just keep that kind of focus going. That some kind of story that's in that direction, you know, that people are ready to realize how valuable your services are, and they want them. They refer other people who want them, and you have plenty of prosperous business coming to you.
Fantastic. No, yeah. I actually feel that way. I just wanted to know what the sense was.
Right. Now you personally are not quite to a major transformation in your career. That's going to take probably about 2.5, maybe 3 years here. And so you've got a little bit of time yet, a little bit of a heads up. And what kind of green work are you doing?
Oh, we are a green consulting firm, so we help businesses, use sustainability to their benefit.
Okay, so your services are actually going to be needed more and more. They're going to be, your services are in the growth realm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is important for you to remember. One of the mantras that I run now is that my services and products are needed now more than ever. You know, people need my services now more than ever. That's my standard mantra, and you know, I'm booked almost constantly. So I would try a mantra like that businesses need your services now more than ever. And keep that going, and write it down, you know, so you can remember it. Put it on your walls, put it on your mirrors and your computers, you know, and keep anybody else who's in the organization focused in that way, too. The people need, you know, businesses need your services now more than ever. And it's true. Yeah, because we're now into the sustainability piece. This is going to stick with us for at least the next 16 years. So you've
wow.
got
you, that's great.
Yeah, you're just at the very beginning of this phase. So
very exciting.
Okay.
Very exciting. Well, thank you very, very much.
You're really welcome, and good luck with that, Rob.
Thank you so much, Madeline.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, I think we got time for one more. We're going to take Janine. She's calling in from Seattle. Of course, she wants to know, what's the best way to bring in money also? I know, exactly. It's on everyone's mind. Her date of birth is, let's see here, June 25th of 53, and her time of day is 3:35 p.m. in Tacoma. So, Janine, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi, Janine. So, what's your situation right now for bringing in money?
Counseling and hypnotherapy.
Okay. And so you're self-employed?
Yes.
Self-employed. Okay. Let me have a look here at your self-employed area. Did you have any growth last year?
No.
No.
I thought I did until I did my taxes.
Oh.
I was thinking I was doing a lot better. But,
well, actually, it looks like you're headed for a growth spurt this year. It should be coming up. Well, last year it looks like you had perhaps more business, but perhaps it wasn't more profitable.
Mm-hmm.
But right now you are headed for, let's see, a nice period. I'm just looking to see when this is going to happen. It's not too long from now. It could be a couple of months. Okay, so probably late February, second half of February. Looks like you're headed into a nice growth spurt. And
great.
Yeah, so that should help you quite a bit. And what I would watch out for is watch what you're saying and feeling about money.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you're going along, you know, if you're feeling like, oh, I didn't make enough money to pay the bills this week or something like that, you see, then you're actually sending money away from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either by not bringing it to you or by bringing more bills to you.
Okay.
Yeah, so you want to focus on being grateful for everything that comes to you, and that will help it to expand even more. And, you know, instead of being focused on, oh, I didn't make enough, you know, be grateful for what you did make, and that will help you expand it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm wondering if I should focus more on the hypnotherapy.
Okay, now that is more of a question about career. I don't know if we have enough time for this, but let me just see here what I see real quick. You know, I think I'd have to tell you I cannot do justice to that question in the time frame that I have left. So if you call me at the office, though, I'll be happy to talk to you about that further, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, you take care, and thank you for calling in, Janine.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. It's the new year, so now is a great time to take an energy inventory to determine what increases your energy and what decreases it. Choose a week for each of these areas to monitor your food, your sleep, your exercise, your emotions, your thoughts, and the people you're with. Now, why is this important to your prosperity? Because there's no difference between your energy and your money. When you're feeling great, money flows to you easily. So find out what helps keep your energy high, and you'll improve your money situation as soon as you make those changes. And I'll be back next Friday on January 23rd, and I'll be taking your calls and talking to you about 2009 economic predictions. This is certainly the year to know about what's up in the economy. Holy cow. So we'll talk about that and how you can stay alert to the changes ahead before they occur. And in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to get your 2009 good timing guides and newsletters. While we still have them, you can get those by going to our Polaris store. Now, once you get those, you'll be able to work in harmony with the universe. And you can call us toll-free to order them at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.